We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have Kate Morrison in the booth with us. And Kate, a local artist from Sherbrooke, and she's also the spokesperson for almost a year now, it will be a year in December, for the Eastern Townships Fibromyalgia Association. So welcome, Kate.
Well, hi. Thanks for having me, Maureen.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, give us a little bit of information on fibromyalgia.
Well, fibromyalgia is a disease that's non-degenerative, and it's characterized by fatigue and chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if the symptoms and pain persist for between 3 and 6 months, then that's what they base the diagnosis upon. Some of the symptoms of fibromyalgia are problems with sleep, morning stiffness, metabolic troubles like migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, problems with concentration and memory, and a majority of people actually suffering from fibromyalgia are women.
Okay.
But there are men as well who do suffer from fibromyalgia.
Okay, so more women than men, or
yes.
At least more women are coming forward. And
yeah, well, at least, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Last June, on June 18th, a documentary film was, inaugurated, I guess, for the first time,
mm-hmm.
About fibromyalgia. And the whole point of this film was really to demystify what fibromyalgia is. In its inception, the project was, came about with gentleness, because there's been these preconceived notions about fibromyalgia. Many people said that it was just in people's heads, but
mm-hmm.
through the documentary film, we talk with specialists who talk about the symptoms. There's the psychologist Claude Sarrazin, who's a sports psychologist. There's Serge Marchand, who is a researcher specifically about fibromyalgia. He researches specifically fibromyalgia. And there's Pierre Arsenault, who's a family practitioner also, that deals with people in particular who have fibromyalgia. And they are all in this documentary film. And the film, we follow Esther as she shares her reflections and her daily activities on her journey towards well-being and newfound happiness. And it's, the film's called Fibromyalgia Step by Step. And initially, we had the inauguration on June 18th. It's available in DVD now at the Association of Fibromyalgia on Galt Street.
Okay, and do you have the address on Galt
yes,
Street?
Yes, I do. It's 1013.
Okay.
Galt West.
Okay, 1013 Galt West, and that's the Eastern Townships Association for Fibromyalgia.
The phone number, if you're interested, mm-hmm. is 819-566-1067, so 1067.
Okay, 819-566-1067.
And there's also a 1-800 number for people
okay.
who are maybe further out and can't,
mm-hmm.
Don't have a local
okay.
number. It's 1-877-566-1067. So that's basically people can call in. There are people who are bilingual. There's Marie and Diane who are bilingual, who can talk
mm-hmm.
with people who need information about fibromyalgia, whether it's someone who thinks they have fibromyalgia or someone who has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, whether it's family or friends who want to lend support to people that they know. There's the 800 number for people who need support as well.
Okay, so fibromyalgia, it's probably a hard thing to diagnose then. It's not just through a blood test or anything like that. It's probably often misdiagnosed.
No, and the thing is, often diseases like arthritis,
mm-hmm.
there are genetic codes, I don't know... There are tests that can be done for
right.
that. It's not the same necessarily for fibromyalgia. It's more there's points on the body, and through talking with the doctor, they find a diagnosis. And it used to be a diagnosis of exclusion, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that's really interesting that's talked about in the documentary, because of the way it has been conceived for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, the film has really brought together the professionals who give the answers to what fibromyalgia is and how it can be diagnosed.
Okay, that's really good, because if somebody thinks that they have it or they've been diagnosed with it, and it's an ongoing thing, there's no cure for it. So it's learning how to live with it, I guess.
That's right.
Okay.
And through fibromyalgia, step by step, you know, the hope is that the information will spill over and spread to a much larger population, just the knowledge of what fibromyalgia is. And so the other thing was that the film, it's originally in French, but it was subtitled in English because it was really important that an English population has access to that. And recently in September, I was at a conference with the president and the director of the Fibromyalgia Association. We had a kiosk in Laval at a nurse's convention.
Okay.
on chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because probably half of the people who went home with the documentary were English, were Anglophone. So there's a lack of information about fibromyalgia, and people even in the health profession need those tools, whether they need to know about it or they can use the tool this documentary film to bring information to their patients or to other people in the health community.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically what the whole point of the documentary is. And as my role as a spokesperson is to lend my voice to demystify the disease, which is, they say it's an invisible pain disorder, or they call it the silent disease. So I can lend my voice and invite the population to learn more and encourage people to be sensitive to those suffering from fibromyalgia as well. So that's my role as a spokesperson. Another role that I had for the film was that I wrote a song about fibromyalgia and chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
that is in the film, and my music also is throughout the film. And what I really wanted to do was to be able to capture the feelings that someone has living with a disease that is invisible, that they live with really, truly in their daily life. And other people don't see. And I do live with chronic pain myself, with rheumatoid arthritis. So I know what that's about. So I felt like I was able to represent as best I could what it's like to live with something that other people don't see, but you
mm-hmm.
still have to deal with in mm-hmm. your daily life, and it affects the way you do everything in your life.
Definitely.
Simple things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chronic pain, it's so important to have some tools on how to live with that.
Right.
Yeah, good. And the song is The Words We Weep, and I think a lot of people are familiar with the song.
Mm.
Good. Definitely have a great inspiration for the song, too.
Mm, thanks, yeah. It was an honor to be asked to write it. I actually wrote it in French first,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because it is available as well on a CD. I wrote it in French, and then I did an English version of it. And I think it's the same melody, but it's still different to sing it in your maternal language and in the French. So I guess I'm quite proud of both versions of it, but I think it does, as best I could do, help people to understand a little bit better what someone with fibromyalgia and chronic pain go through.
Definitely getting the word out, and it's so important too, because I would imagine that at least everybody has someone that they know in their family or friends, relatives,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Good.
And if I could just, if you wouldn't mind, I'd just mention, because the association, the Fibromyalgia Association of the Eastern Townships, it goes all the way to Magog and Coaticook, and every year they offer different workshops and activities
mm-hmm.
In the region. So they have what they call aquafibro, which is an activity in very warm water, 94 degrees water, and the people in the group do exercises in the pool.
Okay.
That's 94 degrees.
And this helps the pain, I guess.
It helps the pain, yeah. And it's, you know, I imagine it helps relax as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're mm-hmm. doing an activity with other people, doing the exercises, and it's not like you're not in a pool that's maybe 75 degrees. It makes mm-hmm. a difference. It's sort of almost like having it in your bath, having the exercises in your bath. They also have adapted Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
They have different conferences throughout the year. They have a coffee, what do they call it? A café rencontre. They get together over coffee.
Yeah.
They offer meditation. They offer visualization and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Posture equilibrium, Qigong, and Tai Chi I mentioned already. And they always have their annual Christmas parties. They also have, in Magog, they offer adapted yoga.
Okay.
Activity as well. So you see, those are some of the activities that the Eastern Township Fibromyalgia Association offer to people. So obviously the activities that are more physical, I mean, it is in French, but I think that if most people understand French a little mm-hmm. bit, you know, they mm-hmm. would. It's open to everybody, obviously. So, and as I say, at the association, there are people who are bilingual and mm-hmm. and can
definitely somebody that can help you even if your French isn't that great.
Yes.
As far as comprehension.
That's right.
Good.
And just recently, the documentary was put on a website.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
It's on the website. It's the same documentary film. Douleur chronique, so chronic pain. I think it's, I don't know if it's in English, but it's Douleur chronique, douleurchronique.org. And if you click on English, you mm-hmm. people are able as well to see the documentary film with the English subtitles.
Okay, nice. Okay.
And again, the film is available at the Fibromyalgia Association of Eastern Townships, which is at 1013 Galt West.
Okay, good.
I'll remind you of the phone number again. It's 819-566-1067.
Okay, good, good, definitely. And when you call, if you don't understand French or speak French, the people are bilingual there, so they can probably give you some tips and, mm-hmm. You know, point you in the right direction, too.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, the whole point of the film really is to demystify what the fibromyalgia to people who don't know and the preconceived notions that exist mm-hmm. since the very, very beginning. So it's dedicated to demystifying this disease. And as I said, I mentioned earlier, there are experts, Serge Marchand, Pierre Arsenault, and Claude Zarazin, who are all medical professionals who talk about fibromyalgia, the symptoms, and what people can do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and the film was done by An Minh Truong. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's from the Eastern Townships, and he's a very talented cinematographer.
Okay.
And the whole he follows Esther through her daily life and activities, as I mentioned earlier. So it was done with a lot of dedication and delicatesse and artistic license. And at least if you don't know about fibromyalgia, please, you know, come and get a film, a DVD, or go see it on the Chronic Pain site, please, just so you know a little bit more about it. That's the whole point, and that's my role as spokesperson.
Good. So important to make people aware out there. And I would imagine when they sell the DVDs, etc., the money goes back to the association.
Yes, it does.
Good. Yeah. So definitely everybody should make it a point to go and pick up a DVD and support the organization Fibromyalgia. Step by step, and it's a documentary too. So
it's a documentary.
An excellent investment.
With a version with English subtitles,
mm-hmm.
and if people go to get the DVD, I think it's $15, and they get the DVD and they get the CD with the two songs on it as well
good.
For that price. So
Excellent. And the association is open. I would imagine that they have regular office hours during the week.
Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, as I mentioned, there was the 800 number. I don't know exactly.
1-877-566-1067, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And, well, the local number is 819-566-1067. And the address, 1013 Galt West in Sherbrooke. Good.
There's also the fibromyalgia website for the Eastern Townships is www.fibromyalgie.ca.
Mm-hmm.
So if you there is other information available on their website as well.
Okay.
That people can go there. There's documents and information that, you know, you click on a link and different articles pop up. So if anybody's, you know, wants to know more, there's lots of information as well that's available through links on their website.
Okay, so information coming in all the time, depending on, you know, I guess what information is available, what's coming up in the health news, et cetera.
Right.
So definitely a place to go for people. You don't want to feel alone when you have pain all the time, chronic pain and different things like that.
And you know, people initially who just want to pop in, I mean, there is a bit of information in English that is available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a pamphlet with basic information about fibromyalgia and the symptoms and diagnostic findings and talk about medication and you know, natural products and things that is available if they want to come into the association as well. So
okay, definitely a great association, definitely. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? Kate, I know that they have a lot of different conferences, you said, and different activities that are always coming up. So definitely, I guess, if people go to the website or give them a call, they can hook into these activities and pick what they can go to. And
there's a membership. I mean, if there's a membership, if you go in, the membership isn't very expensive. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly how much it is, but it's very inexpensive, and it help, you know, when you're a member, the activities are cost less as well. So that's, you know, and it puts you on a list as well with all the different, they have I think four times a year they have an information pamphlet, kind of a bulletin that comes out as well. So if you're a member, you receive that. So it really gives a really good support. The Fibromyalgia Association is, you know, it's been very innovative in their approach to giving information and being able to support people with fibromyalgia. So
wonderful. We're so lucky to have that in the Eastern Townships here.
Yes, definitely.
Good. Well, we thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add, Kate?
It's just really important to demystify what it is because of the preconceived notions. So, I guess we'll probably listen to my song in a bit. Maybe that'll give a little idea as well.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kate.
And, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and all the best. Spokesperson for the Eastern Townships Fibromyalgia Association. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
Next up, we'll hear the tune called The Words We Weep by Kate Morrison.
Believe it or not, it's never easy to tell. Sometimes it seems like an invisible hand, silencing pain that flows so deep, causes chaos to the words we weep. Little by little, I am lost to myself. I can't find my body. Where is my health? I search for some warmth. I need to break free. A stroll in the woods creates new memories. Almost there, with no pain at all. Almost a throwing the ball. almost here, still in the game, almost without any shame. For the cynics who disbelieve what is true, look deep within to accept what is new. An hour shared is harshly heard. This time erased the woe of words. Further in the rain, nearly ready. What's the time? It's almost me, but without a rhyme. We need to discern. Cassandra, I believe, if her prophecy would transform my pain into ecstasy. Almost ready, from here I rise. Step by step, I finally realize it's almost me to hold your hand and walk with you on the sand. I long to live in confidence within the shell without consequence. With no pain, I long to lay deployed. My body renew with that breath of light, like I once knew. Sunshine below, send your rays down below. Your ardor I drink with a passion clearer I see.